Side by Side, Second Edition, Book 2, Chapter 9, Page 76, The Blackout. Last night at 8 o'clock, there was a blackout in Centerville. The lights went out all over town. Listen to the first model.
What was Doris doing last night when the lights went out?
She was taking a bath.
Listen to the second model.
What were Mr. and Mrs. Green doing last night when the lights went out?
They were riding in an elevator.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
What was Ted doing last night when the lights went out?
He was shaving.
2.
What was Irene doing last night when the lights went out?
She was brushing her teeth.
3. What were Bob and Judy doing last night when the lights went out?
They were eating.
4.
What were you doing last night when the lights went out?
I was feeding my cat.
5.
What was Joe doing last night when the lights went out?
He was cooking. 6.
What were your parents doing last night when the lights went out?
They were watching TV.
7.
What was your younger sister doing last night when the lights went out?
She was studying English.
8.
What was your father doing last night when the lights went out?
He was cleaning the apartment.
9.
What were Mr. and Mrs. Jones doing last night when the lights went out?
They were washing their clothes. 77. I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me. Listen.
I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me.
Really? When?
At about 2:30. You were getting out of a taxi on Main Street.
That wasn't me. Yesterday at 2:30, I was cooking dinner.
I guess I made a mistake.
Do exercises 1 through 7. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me.
Really? When?
At about 2:30. You were walking into the post office.
That wasn't me. Yesterday at 2:30, I was fixing my car.
I guess I made a mistake.
2. We'll begin.
I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me.
Really? When?
At about 2:30. You were walking out of the laundromat.
That wasn't me. Yesterday at 2:30, I was cleaning my apartment.
I guess I made a mistake.
3. We'll begin.
I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me.
Really? When?
At about 2:30. You were getting on a bus.
That wasn't me. Yesterday at 2:30, I was watching TV.
I guess I made a mistake.
4. We'll begin.
I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me.
Really? When?
At about 2:30. You were getting off a merry-go-round.
That wasn't me. Yesterday at 2:30, I was playing baseball.
I guess I made a mistake.
5. You begin.
I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me.
Really? When?
At about 2:30. You were jogging through the park.
That wasn't me. Yesterday at 2:30, I was playing tennis.
I guess I made a mistake.
6. You begin.
I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me.
Really? When?
At about 2:30, you were riding your bicycle along Main Street.
That wasn't me. Yesterday at 2:30, I was cooking.
I guess I made a mistake.
7. You begin.
I saw you yesterday, but you didn't see me.
Really? When?
At about 2:30, you were getting out of a police car.
That wasn't me. Yesterday at 2:30, I was sleeping.
I guess I made a mistake.
Page 78. A robbery. Listen. There was a robbery at 151 River Street yesterday afternoon. Burglars broke into every apartment in the building while all the tenants were out. The man in apartment 1 wasn't home. He was washing his clothes at the laundromat. The woman in apartment 2 wasn't home either. She was visiting a friend in the hospital. The people in apartment 3 were gone. They were having a picnic at the beach. The man in apartment 4 was out. He was playing tennis in the park. The college students in apartment 5 were away. They were attending a football game. And the elderly lady in apartment 6 was out of town. She was visiting her grandchildren in Ohio. Yesterday certainly was an unfortunate day for the people at 151 River Street. They had no idea that while they were away, burglars broke into every apartment in the building. Page 79. He went to the movies by himself. Listen.
What did John do yesterday?
He went to the movies.
Oh, who did he go to the movies with?
Nobody. He went to the movies by himself.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
What did Patty do yesterday?
She went to the beach.
Oh. Who did she go to the beach with?
Nobody. She went to the beach by herself. 2. We'll begin.
What did Peter do yesterday?
He went to the ball game.
Oh, who did he go to the ball game with?
Nobody. He went to the ball game by himself.
3. We'll begin.
What did you do yesterday?
I went bowling.
Oh, who did you go bowling with?
Nobody. I went bowling by myself.
4. We'll begin.
What did you and your wife do yesterday?
We played cards.
Oh, who did you play cards with?
Nobody. We played cards by ourselves.
5. We'll begin.
What did Susan and Robert do yesterday?
They had a picnic.
Oh, who did they have a picnic with?
Nobody. They had a picnic by themselves.
6. We'll begin.
What did you do yesterday?
I went to Bob's party.
Oh, who did you go to Bob's party with?
Nobody. I went to Bob's party by myself.
Seven. You begin.
What did Mrs. Wilson do yesterday?
She drove to New York.
Oh, who did she drive to New York with?
Nobody. She drove to New York by herself.
8. You begin.
What did Mr. Wilson do yesterday?
He took a walk in the park.
Oh, who did he take a walk in the park with?
Nobody. He took a walk in the park by himself.
80. I had a bad day today. Listen to the first model.
You look upset.
I had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
I lost my wallet while I was jogging through the park.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Listen to the second model.
Harry looks upset.
He had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
He cut himself while he was shaving.
That's too bad.
Do exercises 1 through 12. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1. You look upset.
I had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
I burned myself while I was cooking dinner.
I'm sorry to hear that. 2.
Sheila looks upset.
She had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
She dropped her packages while she was walking out of the supermarket.
That's too bad.
3.
Tom looks upset.
He had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
He hurt himself while he was playing basketball.
How awful.
4.
Your parents look upset.
They had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
They got a flat tire while they were driving over a bridge.
That's terrible.
5.
You look upset.
I had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
I fainted while I was waiting for the bus.
What a shame.
6.
Nelson looks upset.
He had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
He saw a few gray hairs while he was looking at himself in the mirror.
What a pity.
7.
You and your wife look upset.
We had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
We had an accident while we were driving home.
That's terrible.
8.
Linda looks upset.
She had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
She cut herself while she was slicing a tomato.
That's too bad.
9.
You look upset.
I had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
A dog bit me while I was standing on the corner.
How awful.
10.
Marvin looks upset.
He had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
He tripped and fell while he was walking to work.
I'm sorry to hear that.
11.
Your aunt and uncle look upset.
They had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
Somebody stole their car while they were shopping.
How awful.
12.
You look upset.
I had a bad day today.
Why? What happened?
A can of paint fell on me while I was walking under a ladder.
That's terrible.
Page 82. Friday the 13th. Listen.
Yesterday was Friday the 13th. Many people believe that Friday the 13th is a very unlucky day. I myself didn't think so until yesterday. Yesterday, I cut myself while I was shaving. My wife burned herself while she was cooking breakfast. My son poked himself in the eye while he was putting on his glasses. Our daughter spilled soup all over herself while she was eating dinner. Both our children hurt themselves while they were playing outside. And we all got wet paint all over ourselves while we were sitting in the park across the street. I'm not usually superstitious, but yesterday was a very unlucky day. So, the next time it's Friday the 13th, do yourself a favor. Take care of yourself.
Page 83. Listening. Listen to the conversations. What happened to these people? Listen and choose the best answer. 1. How did you do that?
I did it while I was shaving.
2.
When did it happen?
While I was getting off a bus.
3.
What were they doing?
They were playing outside. 4. Why do you think it happened?
It was a very hot day.
5.
The park isn't as safe as it used to be.
I agree.
Page 83. An accident. Listen.
I saw an accident this morning while I was standing at the corner of Elm Street and Central Avenue. A woman in a small red sports car was driving very quickly down Elm Street. A man in a large green truck was driving along Central Avenue very slowly. While he was driving through the intersection, the woman in the red sports car didn't stop at a stop sign, and she crashed into the truck. Fortunately, the woman wasn't hurt, but her nose was bleeding a little. The man in the truck wasn't hurt at all. He was shouting at the lady. I left when the police came. I'm glad nobody was hurt very badly.
End of chapter 9. Side by Side, Second Edition, Book 2, Chapter 10, Page 86. They couldn't. Listen.
Could Peter play on the basketball team when he was a little boy?
No, he couldn't. He was too short.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Could Henry go to work yesterday?
No, he couldn't. He was too sick.
2.
Could Rita go out with her boyfriend last weekend?
No, she couldn't. She was too busy.
3.
Could Mr. and Mrs. Jones finish their dinner?
No, they couldn't. They were too full.
4.
Could Billy get into the movie last Saturday night?
No, he couldn't. He was too young.
5. Could you finish your homework last night?
No, I couldn't. I was too tired.
6.
Could Frank get out of bed the day after his operation?
No, he couldn't. He was too weak.
7.
Could Betty tell the policeman about her accident?
No, she couldn't. She was too upset.
8.
Could Stuart eat at his wedding?
No, he couldn't. He was too nervous.
Page 87. They weren't able to. Listen.
Was Jimmy able to lift his grandmother's suitcase?
No, he wasn't able to. It was too heavy. Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Was Louise able to paint her house yesterday afternoon?
No, she wasn't able to. It was too windy.
2.
Was Carl able to sit down on the bus this morning?
No, he wasn't able to. It was too crowded.
3.
Were Mr. and Mrs. Johnson able to go swimming in the ocean during their vacation?
No, they weren't able to. It was too cold.
4.
Was Shirley able to finish her order of spaghetti and meatballs?
No, she wasn't able to. It was too spicy.
5.
Was Tom able to find his wallet last night?
No, he wasn't able to. It was too dark.
6.
Were you able to do the grammar exercises last night?
No, I wasn't able to. They were too difficult.
7. Were Jeff and Gloria able to see the full moon last night?
No, they weren't able to. It was too cloudy.
8.
Was Willie able to wear his brother's suit to the dance last Saturday night?
No, he wasn't able to. It was too small.
88. She had to study for an examination. Listen.
Did Barbara enjoy herself at the concert last night?
Unfortunately, she wasn't able to go to the concert last night. She had to study for an examination.
Listen again.
Did Barbara enjoy herself at the concert last night?
Unfortunately, she couldn't go to the concert last night. She had to study for an examination.
Do exercises 1 through 4. Use couldn't in your answers. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Did Ronald enjoy himself at the baseball game yesterday?
Unfortunately, he couldn't go to the baseball game yesterday. He had to go to the dentist.
2. Did you enjoy yourself at the tennis match last week?
3. Unfortunately, I couldn't go to the tennis match last week. I had to visit my boss in the hospital.
3.
Did Mr. and Mrs. Wilson enjoy themselves at the symphony yesterday evening?
4. Unfortunately, they couldn't go to the symphony yesterday evening. They had to wait for the plumber. 4.
Did Sally enjoy herself at the theater last Saturday night?
Unfortunately, she couldn't go to the theater last Saturday night. She had to take care of her little brother.
5-8, use able to in your answers. We'll begin. 5.
Did Fred enjoy himself at Mary's party last Friday evening?
6. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to go to Mary's party last Friday evening. He had to work late at the office.
6.
Did you and your classmates enjoy yourselves at the movies last night?
7. Unfortunately, we weren't able to go to the movies last night. We had to study English.
7.
Did Marion enjoy herself at the picnic last Sunday?
8. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to go to the picnic last Sunday. She had to take care of her neighbor's dog.
8.
Did you enjoy yourself at the football game yesterday?
9. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to the football game yesterday. I had to fix a flat tire.
89. Mrs. Murphy's students couldn't do their homework. Listen. Mrs. Murphy doesn't know what to do with her students today. They didn't do their homework last night, and now she can't teach the lesson she prepared. Bob couldn't do his homework because he had a stomach ache. Sally couldn't do her homework because she was tired and fell asleep early. John couldn't do his homework because he had to visit his grandmother in the hospital. Donna couldn't do her homework because she had to take care of her baby sister while her mother worked late at the office. And all the other students couldn't do their homework because there was a blackout in their neighborhood last night. All the students promise Mrs. Murphy they'll be able to do their homework tonight. She certainly hopes so. Page 89. Listening. Listen and choose the best answer. 1.
I couldn't sit down.
2.
We couldn't see the sun.
3.
Did she enjoy the hamburger?
4.
He wasn't able to lift it.
5.
Why weren't the plumbers able to fix it?
90. I'm afraid I won't be able to help you. Listen.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you move to your new apartment tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to take my son to the doctor.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to move to my new apartment by myself. Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you clean your garage tomorrow.
2. You won't? Why not?
I've got to go to the office.
3. Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to clean my garage by myself.
2. We'll begin.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you paint your living room tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to fly to Chicago.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to paint my living room by myself.
Three. We'll begin. I'm afraid I won't be able to help you fix your car tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to drive my husband to the clinic.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to fix my car by myself.
Four. We'll begin.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you do your homework tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to practice the piano.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to do my homework by myself.
Five. You begin.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you repair your kitchen window tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to take care of my neighbor's baby.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to repair my kitchen window by myself.
Six. You begin. I'm afraid I won't be able to help you cook Christmas dinner tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to buy presents for my children.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to cook Christmas dinner by myself.
Seven. You begin.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you study for the examination tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to take my sister to her ballet lesson.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to study for the examination by myself.
Eight. You begin.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you take Jennifer to the dentist tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to work overtime at the factory.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to take Jennifer to the dentist by myself.
Nine. You begin.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you take Rover to the vet tomorrow.
You won't? Why not?
I've got to visit my mother in the hospital.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be able to take Rover to the vet by myself.
Page 92. The bathroom pipe is broken. Listen.
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson are very frustrated. A pipe broke in their bathroom yesterday while Mr. Wilson was taking a shower. They called the plumber, but she couldn't come yesterday. She was sick. She can't come today either. She's too busy. And unfortunately, she won't be able to come tomorrow because tomorrow is Sunday and she doesn't work on Sundays. Mr. and Mrs. Wilson are afraid they won't be able to use their shower for quite a while. That's why they're so frustrated.
The television is broken. Listen. Timmy Brown and all his brothers and sisters are very frustrated. Their television broke yesterday while they were watching their favorite TV program. Their parents called the TV repairman, but he couldn't come yesterday. He was fixing televisions on the other side of town. He can't come today either. His repair truck is broken, and unfortunately, he won't be able to come tomorrow because he'll be out of town. Timmy Brown and all his brothers and sisters are afraid they won't be able to watch TV for quite a while. That's why they're so frustrated. Page 93. On your own. Frustrated, disappointed, and upset. Listen. 1.
George is upset. He got a flat tire, and he won't be able to get to the airport on time.
2.
Rita is frustrated. She lost her key, and she can't get into her apartment.
3.
Mrs. Brown's English class is really upset. Mrs. Brown is sick, and she won't be able to teach them English this week.
4.
Sydney is disappointed. He wasn't able to find a job in New York City, and he had to move home with his mother and father.
5.
Ted was really disappointed last year. He couldn't dance in the school play. His teacher said he was too clumsy.
End of chapter 10.
Kimmy, come on, find me. Kimmy, come on, find me. Kimmy, come on, find me.